You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I want to say public congratulations to my buddy Jeremy because his book for children is rocketing up the charts like we knew it would. And that's got to be a great feeling for you, my friend.
Dude, I'm sure you've experienced it. Many of your books have gone to number one, but I'm sitting at 33 right now. In kids' poetry for my book called Sneaky Snacks.
You know, if you look at the competition in children's poetry, you've got all the big heavyweights that are in there, too. So,
yeah, I know,
man. Where the Sidewalk In.
Exactly. And the Giving Tree and all that. So
congratulations. I know you put a lot of work into this. So that's very exciting for you,
man. It's a good feeling. It's kind of fun.
I love that.
It's kind of fun.
Also, quick note, if you want to come up and personally congratulate Jer-Bear, he's going to be out and about this afternoon. Yeah. From 2 to 4. Is it 2 to 4?
2 to 4. I got my little action plan here right in front of me that they sent me. My action plan from our promotions team. I'm going to be out at Safeway at Monaco and Yale today. 2 to 4. I'm having some fun with the folks there at Safeway. They're going to be doing some samples from Polidori sausage. They're going to have some great deals. If you're a Broncos fan, Noah Fant. Tight end for the Denver Broncos.
You bet.
He's going to be out there. We'll probably do some sort of push-up challenge or something, I'm sure. And the challenge will be me sitting on his back seeing how many push-ups he can do. So we'll be doing that and giving away some stuff from the radio station. And then as I look down here on the action plan, Dom, for our prize team, talking about the station vehicle, the instructions here say take the new rental car. That's going to be parked over at Ball Arena. We got to go pick up the rental car to haul all of the gear over to Safeway. And why is that?
Well, we had a bit of an incident.
There was an incident.
Garage.
We have a
where
big
somebody miss. Somebody mistook our station vehicle as their vehicle
and
drove it away.
Yeah, I guess we went down to load it up and go to another event or something, and oh my gosh, the Mix 100 Suburban was not there.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun. It's a caper. That disappeared, but good news. I was talking to our new engineer buddy, Jason, that works here yesterday, and he's like, they found the vehicle. Woo-hoo!
Okay.
They
Thank
seem
God.
To have found the Mix Suburban, which, I mean, really, it's splashed. It's a giant white Suburban. It's splashed with the Mix 100 logo all over it.
You can't really hide
it. You can't really hide it, right? Unless they quickly spray painted it or something. I don't know the condition of it. But good news that they actually found our vehicle.
Well, I can answer that question. I can tell you the condition. The condition is crap, and that's because it was crap before they stole it.
I know! Is it bad that I was kind of hoping that they wouldn't find it so we could get a sweet new vehicle?
Here's what I was hoping. When they announced that it had been stolen, I was like, thank God, maybe some mechanic and detailer stole it, and they're going to fix it up and then leave it for us. That's what one can hope, is that they
somebody stole it and put new tires on it for us.
They stole it, they detailed it, they cleaned it up, they gave it a tune-up, put new tires on, and gave it right back to us.
Oh, man, wouldn't that have been nice?
It's so funny when they said, somebody drove off in the Mix 100 station vehicle, and you
happen?
And I, our first thoughts are like, well, how does a criminal get away driving that public of a vehicle?
I don't know.
And then I was like, well, I guess because if you're just sitting at an intersection,
you don't know
if the person driving it is
our promotions team,
Right. I mean, you're not going to, it's not like, you see Jeremy.
I'm Patrick not driving it around.
From the morning show driving the station vehicle around.
I'm not touching that steering wheel on that thing.
It's like if you see a television station's vehicle driving around, it's not Kathy Sabin behind the wheel,
correct,
right? So you're not going to recognize who are driving these vehicles ever.
Right.
And so
right.
The thieves probably thought that. They're like, nobody will know.
The police probably actually liked this one because they're like, this is going to be an easy one to find,
Right.
If we know roughly the time that it disappeared, you just start checking traffic cameras, right? It's great promotion for our station, really.
And I hope to God that whoever stole it was driving it around. I hope they were at an intersection where somebody next to them rolled down the window and signaled, hey, roll down your window, and then said, hey, could you guys play Bruno Mars?
You betcha.
Yeah, we'll try to get that on for you right away.